First to West Africa. The World Health Organization is now saying the Ebola outbreak there is an international emergency and has issued guidelines. More than 900 people have died in four countries, Liberia, Nigeria, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. NPR's Ophirbia Quist-Arkton is in Sierra Leone, one of the hardest hit countries. Ophirbia, you're in the western part in Freetown. What is happening in Sierra Leone?
Well, the hotspots are in the east of the country. In fact, it's the border between Sierra Leone, Liberia and Guinea, the three countries that are hardest hit. Here in Freetown, at the moment, there are not that many Ebola cases being reported. There have been in the past couple of weeks a couple, but people are frightened, they're jittery, they're nervous, and then there are the denialists who say they don't believe in Ebola. They don't believe that Ebola exists. So, you know, what is this that has hit us? And let me just put it into context, Robin, because this region is a region that is emerging from civil war. So it's a poor area of West Africa anyway, with really fragile and weak health systems in this post-conflict era. So just as they were wobbly on their feet, suddenly they are hit by Ebola. So they are being told what to do. When I arrived at the airport, the first thing I had to do was wash my hands with water with bleach. And you see that now everywhere, outside people's houses, outside government offices. I was with the military the other day. You see it there. So people are taking measures. But there are other issues. Here in West Africa, when somebody dies, when your loved one dies, you want to give them a fitting funeral. And that means washing them down, making sure that you follow tradition. And that's exactly how Ebola can spread.
Well, we're hearing that part of the ritual is to kiss the dead. And when health workers have tried to change the ritual, try to disinfect the bodies before interment, there in some cases there have been violent outbreaks because, as you said, people don't trust it. That seems like an enormous challenge.
It's one of the huge challenges. First of all, you have health workers who are wearing these spacesuits, which are very alien to people in West Africa and probably all over the world. People are now hiding those that they feel may be infected with Ebola. We had one case here in Freetown where a family actually went to a hospital and forcibly removed the woman and then hit her. One of the things health workers have to do is then trace all those who have come into contact with somebody who is infected with Ebola or is suspected to be infected. They said that just took them a lot of time because she was being hidden. When they finally got her in an ambulance on the way to the east where the Ebola health centres are, she died en route. So these are the challenges facing health workers who are really at the forefront of this fight and who are also being infected. Dozens of health workers have been infected with Ebola, trying to help other sufferers.
Well, incredibly heroic people. And you mentioned the border area in Sierra Leone. Kenema is one of the towns we're reading about. And we're reading that so many doctors and nurses have died that at least one hospital is empty because people are seeing it as a death trap.
Indeed, Kenema District and Kailahu are the two districts that have now been sealed off because they are Sierra Leone's epicenter for the disease. And just, was it 10 days ago, health workers actually demonstrated. They were protesting in the street saying, you know, Ebola is here, but what protection do we have? And yet we are the ones who have to care for the Ebola sufferers. Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, is apparently meant to be taking over because it's in Kailahu. It has set up the Ebola isolation units and tents there. It's meant to be taking over in Kenema, but that hasn't happened yet. And so people are frightened. They feel that if they go to the hospital for any other ailment or illness, they might catch Ebola because, you know, the Ebola isolation unit is just there within the same compound. Now, the World Health Organization has made recommendations and given guidelines and said this and that. West Africa, I think, has now realized that Ebola is real. And I think that's why we're seeing health authorities ramping up and by using soldiers to blockade areas or quarantine areas where Ebola is either suspected or detected. That may stop the spread. Dr. Bart Janssens, Doctors Without Borders, the director of operations, says declaring Ebola an international public health emergency shows seriously how the World Health Organization is taking the current outbreak, but statements won't save lives. That says it all.
Well, Fabia, here in the U.S., for several days, the spotlight moved to the two patients and whether or not they should come back to the U.S. It now feels almost like a distraction when we're hearing just really how terrible it is in states in Africa. I know you're loath to put any spotlight on yourself, but how are you reporting and working differently because of where you are?
Oh, I'm taking precautions. I mean, we all are. You have to. I covered the initial outbreak of Ebola in Guinea. That's where it started. And, you know, you do things like you carry gloves, antiseptic, antibacterial gel, which you use all the time. You don't shake hands with anybody. You clasp your hands together to greet people. Even I'm scared. Of course I'm scared. This is a frightening disease. And those of us who are covering it as journalists, we have to do the best we can. And it's little things. Wash your hands all the time. If you feel that you have a case of diarrhea or virulent vomiting, all these very graphic pictures in the posters, then you must go to a health center. The main thing that everyone is being told, if anybody gets sick, don't wait. There is a chance of survival, but early detection, early care, early treatment is how lives will be saved.
NPR's Orfebia Quistarkton in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Although, of course, this is a devastating and sorrowful story to be covering.
Stay safe.